I'm Chris Cooper. This is The Catalyst, and our mission is to extend the lifespan and health span of 7,000 people in our city. To do that, we have daily workouts and nutrition advice, and I'm going to give you this week's workouts in a moment. You can always go into our archives. You can always go workout by workout if you go to catalystgym.com and you click on the Daily Catalyst link. Before I get there, though, how to survive a heart attack. When I was watching hockey at the GFL last night, I saw several parents loudly berating the refs and yelling at their own kids and even the coaches. And in every case, the parent appeared to have at least one risk factor for a heart attack. I was worried about them. The irony is that if that parent took the time every week to do the things that they were yelling at their kids, like, go harder, or get in there, come on, you gotta work, get after it, then they would improve their own fitness, reduce their own stress, and possibly survive a heart attack if it happened to them. Imagine you're driving a car with a big engine on a clear stretch of road, and suddenly you're faced with, boom, an unexpected obstacle that requires you to accelerate quickly. I gotta get out of here, I gotta get through this before that power line comes down, or I've gotta get around that bus, I gotta swerve, I gotta stop quickly because there's a deer jumping out. Your car's ability to respond in that moment is a lot like your body's fitness, especially your cardiovascular fitness, your VO2 max. Your VO2 max is how well you can use your heart and lungs together when your body is running as its absolute max and it needs to go even harder. Like our cars have gears, our bodies have zones that correspond to different heart rates during physical activity. When you're in zone two, for example, it's like cruising along in second gear. It's efficient, it's manageable. But as we push our bodies harder and we go into zone three and four and five, it's like shifting up to a higher gear on challenging terrain. And if your engine is already maxed, or any other part of your cardiovascular system is at its max, when you try to gear up and a heart attack happens or some chronic thing happens, you break down. This is where our body is putting out its utmost effort, similar to a car pushing its limits at high speeds. And zone five training is where you build your VO2 max, your ability to survive that heart attack and possibly recover from it. Think of VO2 max as the capacity of your internal engine. Athletes aim to boost this engine size to optimize performance, but for adults, especially those of us over 50, it's crucial to maintain a strong VO2 max for those moments that demand sudden physical effort, like when you're facing an unexpected challenge. And in these intense situations, the body's response can mean the difference between safety and danger. Unfortunately, with increasingly sedentary lifestyles and health issues, many of us are not prepared for this increased demand. The way you prepare for this situation is to exercise intensely in zone five once or twice a week. You want to do this in a controlled environment under the eyes of a coach, and you want it to feel fun, like a game. So our classes at Catalyst are built exactly for this reason. Dr. Peter Attia stated, life happens in zone two and five. That means most of our day-to-day activities mirror the cruising along calmness and steadiness of zone two. But it's the occasional surges into zone five that both test and enhance our physical resilience, readying us for unforeseen challenges. The real bonus of doing intense zone five training is that it calms you down. It's a stress reliever. Those who regularly push their limits in the gym might find themselves less prone to losing it at the refs when they're watching their kid play at the rink. Now, I don't want to pick on hockey parents here. We're all going to face emergencies, the kind that we create ourselves and the kinds that are thrust upon us. When your car goes off the road, when the snowplow buries the end of your driveway as you're leaving for work, when you're trying to calm down after a fight with your boss, you need to prepare yourself for these times of high stress. If you're overweight, deconditioned, or you have any other risk factors for a heart attack, you're more likely to have a heart attack and less likely to survive it. Now, if that doesn't scare you, think about the hockey games you'll miss unnecessarily. Here's what to do this week. We're going to start with a Sunday this month. You know, the first of the month falls on a Sunday, and so that's going to be a rest day. I'd like you to go outside, get some zone one, walk around, you know, do something that lets your body move but doesn't really create any exertion for you, okay? Really, really easy. On Monday, the 2nd, we're going to start with just an aerobic day. So we're going to be spending about 40 minutes in an aerobic state. That means zone two. If you're unfamiliar with the blocks that I'm talking about and the zones, by the way, you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast or go to our YouTube channel, The Catalyst Method, and you'll get all the instructions on how these zones work and how to train using your heart rate zones and how to put them together into blocks for training. So we're going to have a 40-minute aerobic workout. It's a circuit. You're not going to be going hard. You're going to elevate your heart rate, but you should be able to carry on kind of a conversation. You should be able to laugh if the coach tells you a joke. On the third, we're going to combine high-intensity intervals. So we're going to be going like zone three, zone four, even zone five, and some strength work. So we're actually going to start off with the high-intensity work. We're going to go fast and heavy with dumbbell thrusters and pull-ups. Oh, dumbbell thrusters and a mile run, quarter mile run. So don't worry if you can't run. Don't worry if you can't do a thruster yet. We'll help you figure out like what's appropriate for you. You're really looking for probably 8 or 9 minutes here of like really intense, very high heart rate work. You're going to push yourself to the max. You're probably going to need to stop a few times to catch your breath. That's totally fine. That's like the point. And then we're going to do some strength work. We're going to do back squats and presses, fairly high rep. We're just getting into the movement, working on technique more than anything. You're not going to go to failure or anything close to it on this date. On the fourth, we're going to have another aerobic day. We're going to start off that way anyway. So we're going to spend about 9 minutes going through an aerobic circuit on the air bike, jogging, rowing, and the ski erg, and then a minute of rest. We'll go through that a couple times. And all we're doing there is just priming ourselves for metabolic efficiency. We're trying to get our body burning fats. Later, we're going to have to burn a lot of carbs because we're going to do some high-intensity interval work right afterward. But if we can get your body moving and metabolizing energy effectively first, then the high-intensity stuff won't hurt nearly as much. And so you're going to be alternating between dumbbell deadlifts and knees to elbows. So you've got back extension or hip extension and hip flexion back to back. And you're going to be working, you're going to feel your abs, you're going to feel your butt, you're going to feel your hamstring mostly. But this is just really, really great for people who are seated all day and need to have stronger backs, stronger posterior chain, that kind of thing. And then we're actually going to do strength too. So that fourth of the month is a massive day with some aerobic, some anaerobic, like high intensity interval training and some strength. We're going to deadlift and do cleans that day. Just high rep for each, again, working on technique, getting in the groove, you're not going to failure. On the fifth, we're going to start with an aerobic workout. We're going to do squats, push-ups, and skips, just very, very basic, and we're going to do 10 minutes of that. Again, we're priming our metabolism there to start burning fat, and then we'll get into high-intensity intervals where you're mostly burning up carbs and glycogen, and you're going to be doing some med ball squats, some assisted pull-ups, and you know, just kind of counting down from 30 of each to 25 of each to 20 of each, 15, and then 10. You're going to record your total time. And then on the sixth, we're just going to do strength. So we're going to be doing a circuit workout. Some people might say this looks like a bodybuilding workout. Some people might call this assistance exercises, but you're going to be doing either pull-ups or lat pull-downs. You're going to be doing sit-ups, some back extensions, and some seated rows or ring rows, and then a sumo deadlift high pull. This is the kind of stuff that fixes your posture. It gives you better core strength. It just makes you feel really, really good and kind of like pumped up for the weekend. And then on Saturday, as always, we'll have a high-intensity interval partner workout. If you want to know why we sometimes work out in partners or even small groups or even teams, you can read about that on the blog too. That's your catalyst for this week. No matter what happens, vary your exercise. Go out there and get some aerobic work, zone two. Go out there and get some anaerobic work, zone three, zone four, even zone five, and do some strength. That's what's going to improve your longevity and health span. I'm Chris Cooper. This is The Catalyst.